Hello, everyone out there in Turdville. Hey, today we have a very special announcement, and to do so, we're going to have this kind of special podcast. As you know, Turdville kind of got started at Zero Hedge, and I was kind of asked to begin a Blogspot site, and everybody that's been around for a while here and in Turdland knows that that grew just so quickly that then we developed this new site, TF Metals Report, and we've been live here now for, 14 months. Over time, it's gone from kind of a hobby to just being fun to, frankly, kind of a business. It has grown, it will continue to grow, and I have great plans for the site and for all of us. But like any business, it takes revenue. Over time, revenue has changed how it comes in too. I remember when I was first asked to put ads on the site, and I thought, that's crazy, but okay, we'll put ads on. And then somebody said, well, if you put on a donate button, I'll gladly donate money. And I thought, that was really crazy, but that continues to this day because everybody's so generous in passing along voluntary donations. We started Turd Talks Metals about 6 weeks ago as another way to grow revenue so that we can grow the site and do fun things like a Turdapalooza once we finally are fiscally able to actually pull that off. Okay, with that in mind, I was first told, gosh, I started getting emails over a year ago of people saying, Turd, I would love to support what you do. I think it's great and it's valuable. But the easiest thing you could do is get an affiliation with some type of bullion or coin site. That way, when I buy my coins, when I buy my bullion, you can get a little grease off of that. And I thought, well, that makes sense. So I started looking around, doing my homework on my end, trying to figure out, okay, with which company would I like to partner? I looked at almost every single one, and I settled upon a company called Gold Bullion International, which hopefully some of you are already familiar with, but the goal of this podcast is to get you even more familiar with them and how they work. Nothing against all of the other companies. They're all well and good, and some even advertise here at TFMR. It's just that the winner of this contest for me personally was GBI. And so that's the direction I went. The problem was they had several other initiatives that they are working on and frankly did not have a portal to allow regular blokes like you and me and everybody else here in Turdland to utilize their services, which I think are groundbreaking and the way we want to go. So I had to wait, had to work with them, and kind of patiently get ready to have this opportunity come, and thankfully, the opportunity is finally here. We have now a portal that we can work with to allow all of us to purchase metal and store metal with GBI, and it's called the Hard Assets Alliance. So with me today are a couple of guys to help get everybody familiar with the Hard Assets Alliance and how that works with GBI. I've got Ed D'Agostino, who is a general manager of the Hard Assets Alliance, and then I have Joe Yasinski, who is a senior vice president of GBI. And so with that, let's bring in Ed first to talk a little bit about what the Hard Assets Alliance is and how it works and how you can get in touch with them through TFMR. Ed, thank you for joining us. Joe too, but Ed, first up, thank you for joining us. And welcome to Turdistan.
It's great to be here, Turd. Give you a lot of credit. I think your site has really helped a lot of people, and we're really excited to be hooking up with you.
Well, thank you. I very much appreciate it. It's kind of you. Tell us about Hard Assets Alliance, who's involved, and how it came into being and how it works with GBI.
Sure. Hard Assets Alliance came into being a few months ago. It's a relatively new organization. It was formed by a gentleman who I work for, Olivier Garay. He and a couple of his partners met Savneet Singh, who's the president of GBI. They were interested in expanding their product offering beyond the large financial institutions that they currently serve, bringing their products and services to a retail level, which is something that we are expert at. And it's difficult for those two business models to meet under one roof. It's hard for an enterprise to serve both large financial institutions and then direct investors who are maybe investing $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 at a time on an individual basis. So we formed a company called Hard Assets Alliance that would effectively be the access point for retail investors to access GBI's great products and services. So now we, through our platform, offer a way for investors to buy precious metals, gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, store those metals either in the U.S. At secure vaults in either New York or Salt Lake, also in London, Zurich, and Melbourne, Australia, and soon to be in Singapore, and to sell their metals that have remained in storage back into the dealer network. And you can take delivery of your metals at any time. So when I try to summarize this service, I say that we have provided the ease and liquidity of an ETF with the benefit of actually owning and holding, whether holding it in a vault or holding it in your hand, the actual physical metal in a size that is actually usable. Not everyone can deal with KG bars. So we offer 1 ounce coins, 1 ounce bars, or even smaller, 10 ounce bars, right up through to KG and 400 ounce. So that's the service in a nutshell.
So if someone from that is a regular at TF Metals Report wants to open an account and get started with this fully allocated metal, and we'll stress that a couple of times here, they click first a link here at TF Metals Report, which sends them to through a portal to the Hard Assets Alliance, correct?
That's correct.
And it is through there that they have this account with GBI.
That's right. So their account technically will be with Hard Assets Alliance. They can rest assured knowing that the team of GBI is really 100% back of the house. So they are fulfilling all of the banking, all of the trading, and they have arranged bulk storage agreements. So the cool thing is, for retail investors, you're benefiting from the size and scale of large financial institutions who are able to negotiate sweetheart deals for trading and for storage. We're able to leverage all of that and bring it to your readers.
So, Joe, I guess that's a good place for you to jump in. Because of that scale, let's talk about GBI and how effective and efficient GBI is as getting turdites the best possible deal on, and maybe you can describe the process by which, you know, we're confident that it's fully allocated metal that you actually own, whether you store it in one of your vaulting locations outside of the LBMA system around the world or whether they want to take delivery. Can you talk a little bit about that scale and how it works to everybody's advantage?
Sure, Turner. I'm really happy to, and thanks for having me. I remember first discovering you in the comments section of Zero Hedge and following you to the Blogspot website, and I've been a fan of yours for a long time. And at GBI, we're very excited to affiliate with the Hard Asset Alliance, and we're very excited to affiliate with you. This is a fantastic product. The way that GBI works is essentially we have created an electronic platform that connects us in real time with a network of approximately 12 different bullion dealers around the world. So when an order comes in to GBI, whether it comes in through a large financial institution or whether it comes in through one of your readers, we essentially put it out for competitive bid to all 12 of our bullion dealers. And they immediately feed us back their best pricing, and whoever gets the best pricing wins. There's a distinct advantage for your readers and HAA's clients by using the platform. The first is that we're not selling from our own book. And so when you basically come to us and you want to get a price, you're getting a price from the street. We simply act as a technological and logistics company to move the metal from point A to point B and handle the vaulting and all the logistics that are associated with that. But we're not selling from our own inventory. The other benefit for that is that if your clients ever wanted to sell, say, for example, you know, silver hits $150 an ounce and a lot of people decide to sell at the same time, you're not relied on GBI to make the market. We basically have the liquidity that's provided by all of these large bullion dealers that stand behind us ready to buy and sell the bullion. And your clients get a competitive price both on the buy and the sell. Once the order's placed, the client has two choices. They can either take physical delivery, we can deliver it right to their front door, or if they prefer, they can choose to store it in one of the multiple locations, as I just mentioned, around the world. Non-financial institutions, large vaulting providers that are not part of the banking systems, their asset is held safely for them in the vault, and they have the ability to take delivery at any time. We can either deliver to their house, or if they happen to store in Zurich and they're in Zurich, we can facilitate them actually picking it up at the vault. So we want to give your clients maximum flexibility of how to handle their property, and that's the key. It's their property to do with as they please, and for us to place it where they please. So that's our value proposition, and we're really excited to, you know, be with HAA and hopefully get this out to everybody so everybody can really store and buy and sell precious metals just like large institutions do.
And do it in confidence, knowing that this is fully allocated metal. And as you said, Joe, I always thought this was kind of a compelling story. If as you said, if you're in Zurich and you want to stop by and pick it up, any you can do you have to what make an appointment? You call up and say, hey, I'm going to
be there. Look, these are not commercial facilities. There's not a receptionist there, you know, waiting to bring you back into the vault. Sometimes, you know, access to the vault is limited to hours a day. So yes, I mean, there would have to be some arrangements made, you know, a day or two before to facilitate it. But yes, I mean, if you're overseas and you want to get access to your metal, we can facilitate that. That's what we do. It's your property.
The
best way to do it would be to establish a location where you would like your metals to be delivered, and then we'll actually bring it to you.
Correct. Yeah, no, that's definitely the preferred way. But the key takeaway being is that's your property, and whatever you prefer to do, we can facilitate.
And in terms of actually buying metal, and just to reiterate for everybody from a simplicity sake, as you mentioned, there are you can bid it out, each purchase order, to 12 different firms?
12 different bullion dealers, and we're adding new bullion dealers all the time.
And so the buyer can rest assured that at any particular moment in time, they're really getting the best possible execution.
They are.
Please.
Because when we say bullion dealers, I think that might confuse people. Okay. We're talking about the largest wholesale dealers in the world. We're not talking about your street dealer. So we're talking about the same dealers that supply everyone. And it's not just dealers. If you're looking at bars as opposed to coins, then we're dealing straight with the refineries.
That's correct.
And that's very important information. Thank you, Ed. Thank you for pointing that out. And when a client goes on there, and I guess to Ed's point as well, Ed, you kind of described it as your own personal physical ETF. I think that's interesting. Can you expand on that idea a little bit? Because I think that, and not that we're looking for people to buy and sell physical metal, but you can kind of have that function in a sense.
Well, yeah. I mean, our thought is if you're holding gold, if you look at the reasons for holding gold, there are several. But most people look at gold a couple of different ways. One is just a pure commodity investment. Two, and this is, I think, very common, they look at it as a hedge. What type of hedge depends upon your investment philosophy. You might be looking at it as a hedge against bond risk. You might be looking at it as a hedge against currency, specific currency. You might be looking at it against a hedge against if you take it to its furthest extreme, the collapse of fiat money as we know it. If you are in any of those camps, then really the best way, we feel, to hold precious metals is to hold the physical metal rather than holding it in paper.
Mm-hmm.
Because you may want to take delivery of it at some point. You also want to know that it's definitely there, that it's not sitting on someone else's balance sheet, and that there, no one has borrowed against it. Because when all those things happen, and you can go back to MF Global as an example, things can get weird. So you need to have, we feel that you need to own the physical metal, and you need to have an undivided interest in that metal.
Well, and if I may add, Ed, just for clarification's sake, GBI is not a broker-dealer. We do not engage in any derivative hedging or trading activities. We don't use any leverage. This is just pure physical allocated bullion.
So then what we have, and I think the listener now is probably getting an appreciation as to why I wanted to go this route and why I was so patient in getting to the point where we can finally offer this. Because everyone has heard me say it's, you want to own metal, obviously, but you've got to own it in its physical form. And the only way you know you own it is if you can hold it in your two hands. I mean, you've got to know that it's there. If it's paper and if it's unallocated, you don't own it. So that's nice. And so a lot of people take delivery. But then you have logistic issues if you take delivery, not only in, gosh, you know, if you buy $100,000 worth of silver, that's a lot of silver. And the UPS guy is going to, you know, be rolling that up your driveway. And then you got to store it yourself someplace. Some people have unfortunate boating accidents sometimes with their metal. Why people take it on their canoes with them, I don't know. But sometimes I've heard that that happens. So you got to store it yourself. And then let's say there comes a time that for whatever reason, whether it's your own personal liquidity issues or you want to take a little off at the top because you think the market, you can buy it back later at a less. Anyway, if you're owning, if you store it yourself in your own safe and you want to take advantage of a blow off top, as Joe said, and just raise a little liquidity, what are you going to do? Pull a couple of bars out of your safe and go down to your local coin shop and see what kind of deal you can get? This is a happy medium. This is a way to, it's really the best of all worlds. It's as well as we can do in that you have within this system fully allocated metal that you know is there in these vaults around the world. It is yours. If you wish to take physical delivery and store it wherever you want to store it, knock yourself out. But if you want to store it with them, you know you have it. And then if you have some liquidity needs and you like to sell 5 or 10% of your stack, it's right there and you'll get the best possible execution. So really, this service is the best possible, best of all worlds. How'd I do? Does that sound about right, guys? I imagine you agree.
Why are you, turd?
I could be a consultant, right? I go out and we can do some road shows, Joe. All right.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
All right. Hey, Ed, is there anything else that I should that you'd like to add regarding Hard Assets Alliance?
I think you've covered it, Turd. You know, we greatly appreciate you letting us come on here with you.
Well, fantastic. And Joe, what did I leave off? Anything?
No, you got it, Turd. Thank you very much. I mean, I think, you know, the key takeaway is that, you know, we wanted to make this as accessible as we could to the most people as we could and give them access that they just simply never had before. And we're really excited to do it.
Guys, I'm thrilled to be associated with this entire project. And to all in Turd land, please head over and check out the Hard Assets Alliance, and I look forward to getting feedback from everybody. Joe, Ed, thank you for your time, and I look forward to a long and beautiful relationship.
Likewise. Thanks, Turd.
Okay.
Take care, guys.